takes a clean break. We're on. We're right. on. Okay, we're back. This is Date Fails. This is technically a new episode, even though we just had Dom Marrero.
There's an overlap.
Kate just yelled at me. He's like, quit the show.
We're yelling.
It was a tease.
Listen, Eric gives away personal information about me on the show that I wouldn't necessarily give away. Do
Who'd
you know
say
what I mean?
You were going out with tonight?
I'm not. Listen, I'm blushing. I don't have plans tonight. I'm wide open and available. If anyone
well, I know
wants...
you're wide open.
Hey. We're starting early with
they
the jokes.
They come naturally to jokes.
He's here all week.
They really do. You are, seriously, your brain, it's crazy because I say this actually about this guy, and it's true for you. Like, Dom, you spit jokes out like it's breathing. Like, I mean, jokes come out of his mouth. Like, we just worked a week together in Vegas. Every hour, there's like three funny jokes that just like pop out. 3 an hour doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a fucking lot. Like, that's a lot of jokes.
That's why he's a freaking legend.
You're a legend.
3 an hour, 24 hours a day. That's a,
what are you, number five on the top 100? Number 87? What is that?
I went from 5 to 87.
Aren't you number 8,006 on the top?
top 10,000 comedians.
100,000 comedians.
I was the number 79, and Tampa Side Splitters thought I was 71. So they wanted to surprise me, and they got all the girls at work, their T-shirts that said Irera 71.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then I went, I'm not 71, I'm 79. They go, oh, fuck. Are you thinking, well, you're 71 now.
Yeah. That is so funny that they had T-shirts made, though.
Well, Bobby was probably like, he's 70, number 71.
That's hilarious. Kidding. Number 71. That is so amazing. But you're so funny. I had so much fun with you in Vegas.
That was great.
Yeah. we went golfing.
Whew.
You're a good golfer.
You went golfing?
Terrible.
What do you shoot?
We went, well, it wasn't real golf. Tell them about
you
it.
You played miniature
it's
golf?
It's very hard to explain. It's like this, first of all, there's this giant field in front of you that goes out like 1,000 yards, I guess. I don't know what it was, but.
Yeah.
And if you can get a ball in one hole. God, this is good comedy, huh?
You get a ball in a hole, you win.
Yeah, well, you get points.
And right.
We were all, you know, most of us didn't golf, and we get up there, and a lot of us swang and just missed everything, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, we missed a lot. A
couple times it dribbled off the side. Yeah. I'm amazed more people don't get hurt on it.
Well,
it
it's like it's called Top Golf, and it's basically kind of like picture.
It's like a driving
picture
range?
Standing on the edge of a building, like you know in the movies how you'll see like people hitting balls off like skyscrapers.
Right.
You're kind of like on the side of a building, and you're hitting the balls out, and there's this huge field with a bunch of huge holes in it, and if you hit the ball into a hole, you get points. But it's all kind of like done electronically. It's all scored electronically.
Oh, neat!
But the thing is, there's people drinking, and there's pools inside, and there's girls in bikinis, and it just seems like a recipe for someone to get like hit in the head with a golf club
slips out of their hands.
Yeah,
that place is going to have so many lawsuits by the end of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. But we went there.
Where in Vegas is it?
It's at the MGM, right? Across the street.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, it is across the street from that.
Laura, Harry Basil's wife, kept talking about how cheap it was. I'm thinking it's cheap because you didn't have to pay.
No, it was actually not that. It was $40 or $50 for an hour.
Yeah, but the whole thing cost. It was $150 gift certificate from Mike Sconi's daughter.
Yeah.
So the whole thing had to be like $400 or $500.
Was it really?
Well, I mean, I know.
I think it was like $250. I think the bill was like two. Oh, right. But after the gift, you're right.
Yeah.
It was like $400, I think.
What?
Well, but we bought a lot of drinks. We
How
drank.
Many? $400?
Dom got me drunk in Vegas. You got me drunk.
Dom?
Yeah.
Where?
At the bar.
Oh, we tried to act all innocent. I did. I got trying to get you drunk. I don't know that trick.
Respectfully. Dom is the most respectful.
I could just see me throwing a move on Kate and Kate going, Dom, what are you doing?
Yes. Dom.
What's wrong with you?
Dom doesn't hit on me. Dom just gives me dating advice. It's great.
I'm more paternal. That's how sad it is now.
That's not sad.
I go out because I care about her.
Thank you. I appreciate. Yeah, it's not like an age thing because you hit on girls. I mean, what's the youngest girl you've dated? What's the biggest age gap you've ever had dating?
Here or Thailand?
What's the legal? We don't need to talk about that. Those charges being pressed.
The youngest I've ever been with.
Well, what's the biggest age gap? I mean, like, for me, it was 50. Like, I'm 34 now. I dated a guy who was 52.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tell me he was 82. 50. I think he meant 50 years.
No. Yeah. Oh no, God, I mean, no.
That guy's a pimp.
No, 52 is the oldest I've ever been with.
That's a wrinkle, little Peter.
I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I don't really ask the ages. I don't really. You know.
Yes, you do.
You don't call.
I ask the girl her age.
You don't ask them their age ever.
No, what do I care? I mean, I know they're 18.
How do you know?
By the lines on their legs. I don't know.
I can't tell anymore how old people are. Sometimes I meet people that I think, okay, like I like football players. You know.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. So if they all look like they're 35, but a lot of them are like 22. It turns out.
Yeah, well,
so I'm saying you can't tell by looking something.
Well, you could pass for 22.
Aw, Dom, no.
So now am I flirting with you now?
No. That is very sweet of you. Well, it's a lot of Botox. That's why.
I could pass for like 19.
You could, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could pass for like an 11-year-old retard.
Oh my God, on the last episode, I said that if I had Down syndrome, I could fuck anyone I wanted and no one would hold it against me.
That's true.
See, Dom said it's true.
He's smiling.
Dom supports you. Kate's having a surgery done.
Jim made me feel really guilty because he's like, Down
syndrome.
They have children's
kidding.
Personalities. It's, oh God.
Yeah, but they're so fucking happy, those kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're asleep with everybody with no repercussions. I'd be ecstatic.
Hold on, I had to flip the page. Okay, first of all, there's so much I want to talk about with you. I want to talk about, go ahead.
Let's start with gerbils.
Let's start with gerbils. but let's start with this.
Yes, I have.
Did you know that Dom has been in not only two episodes of Golden Girls, he was also in an episode of Seinfeld, and my favorite movie ever, The Big Lebowski. Did you know that?
Yes, of course.
You did?
Which episode of Seinfeld were you in?
The Fire.
The Fire.
Where Jason Alexander keeps punking out and John Favreau is the clown. Eric the clown, actually.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God.
It was so funny because he says to Jason, Jason goes, how could you not know Bozo?
Yeah.
He goes, listen, man, it's just a gig, right? Let it go. He goes, I'm sure Bozo was a big clown in the 60s. I love that line.
I love that line, too. How did you, like, want to act when you started doing stand-up? Did you start acting first or did you start
I was acting way before stand-up.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was in college. I was lucky because I went to a school that was all girls for drama. You know, I was in Catholic colleges, and they were both basically the same sex college. You know, it was boys, you know, the girls they ran a consortium with them so they could, you know, but whatever subjects they didn't have, they could come over here.
So, wait, you went to an all girls school for your drama class?
Right, just for drama.
Like, was it like literally just you were the only guy?
No, there were like about three or four of us. But the great,
oh, that's genius.
The great thing was, see, I didn't plan on going into drama. A friend of mine who's a priest, you know, said to me, you should go into drama. And he knows, he appeals to my laziness. He knows me well enough. And I go, well, I don't really, you know, want to do plays and stuff. He goes, yeah, there's no term paper. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they have like a recital, no term paper. And that's what got me into it. It wasn't any love of theater.
Right, right.
No way.
But then because there was so few guys, we got really good parts.
Yeah.
So we got, and if I was at Northwestern, I probably wouldn't have even been in one play. But here I was in a play, you know.
Yeah, that you had
weeks.
To be.
Where was this?
Miami Shores. Barry.
I didn't realize you went to school in Miami.
Yes, that's why I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh, it all makes sense now. Because when he showed up in Vegas wearing Dolphins, you were in a Dolphin shirt, and I was confused.
Well, me and Tosh, I got that. Tosh gave me all that stuff, all that swag.
He gave it to you?
Yeah, I went over and did his show one day, and he had like everything set up for me. It's so funny. I was with him last night, and he said to me, "How you been? How's your drinking?" And it's so nice to have somebody care about you. You know, everybody thinks of Tosh, this wise ass guy.
Yeah.
And I lied to him.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, you know, I've been just drinking one a day.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to make him feel bad.
I've told that one before, too.
Is he sober?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I drank a lot in Vegas more than usual, but I don't drink that much.
You had four one night.
I know. That's a lot for me.
But you didn't act drunk. You just say that you're drunk.
Yeah, well,
I've never seen you really bad.
I think, I get just happier and happier.
Yeah, she's nice. She's
You're a happy drunk.
I'm a happy drunk.
You don't have
drunk.
To worry about her like turning bitchy or one of those emotional scenes.
But I send a lot of nudes. That's my hang up.
Really?
Yeah, when I get drunk, if I'm drinking.
Can we get a bartender in here? Can I get a bottle of Crevassier?
Wait till you see her in the bathing suit. If you ever get to see
We should talk
Body,
about
I've seen
that.
I live with Kate. I'm a roommate.
Oh, yeah. Did you know I moved Eric in with me? He's living in my kitchen.
I live in our kitchen.
In my actual kitchen.
Well, that's nice and comfortable.
I
sleep in the freezer.
To the nook.
I'm such a bitch. I'm like, he's like, can I just sleep on your couch? I'm like, no, you can't have my living room. I use it. You can have my kitchen. You can sleep in the kitchen.
Where is it? What do you sleep on?
I sleep in the freezer.
Seriously?
We got a futon.
Wait. He's sleeping.
She got like a little dining room area.
Yeah. He's sleeping on a futon. But just very quickly, have you ever heard of putting your clothes in the freezer to wash them?
No, you put your jeans in the freezer and it gets rid of the debris and that way they don't get faded.
What are you, Felix Unger?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
No, he comes out of my living room.
No, I never heard of that.
Right? It's a thing.
He comes in my living room today. He goes, Kate, do you mind if I put my dirty jeans in your freezer?
They're not even dirty. I got them 2 days ago.
I go, why? He goes, they're skinny jeans. You can't wash them or they shrink. You stick them in the freezer and they come clean.
What's your waist, like 27?
30.
Jeez.
I mean, you've been walking around in those jeans for 2 days in the L.A. heat. You're going to stick them in the freezer with your ball sweat on them and you call that clean?
Well, there's nothing in the freezer. It's not like I'm putting them right on the top of the pot.
There is to keep... Stay out of my freezer.
I think there's a little magic going on between you two.
No, there's not.
There's no magic.
Oh,
no magic. There's no magic.
If anything, we're going to kill each other.
I'm going to kill her.
No. Eric and I are like brother-sister. There's never been any sexual tension between us.
Never.
Right? It's really weird, actually.
I think a lot of that might come from your lack of tension.
Thank you, Dom.
I just went along with it, Dom. Can you believe it, Dom? Oh, she
you
can
ever
turn
just
all this...
stare at her when she's sleeping?
No.
Yeah,
never.
Just one eye.
I hide
room.
The hamper.
I told him that he has to put a room divider between the kitchen and the living room so I can't walk in on him having sex or jerking off. Like, that's the only
way.
Well,
you don't have to worry about anybody having sex with me. It's hard to get women to come in the kitchen to your on your futon.
Can you imagine?
Hey, are you horny or snackish?
Hornier. You want a sandwich?
Hungry.
Or some
are you
dick?
Peckish?
Dom, have you ever had a roommate?
Yeah, but not for a long time. I mean, I lived with women.
You
like more like a marriage. But
you've been married three, how many times?
One time, but really four times, you know, like as far as living with somebody.
What? How old were you the first time you got married?
Well, the first time I lived with somebody was in college.
Oh, the first girl you lived with?
Yeah.
Wow, and that
was a bad idea because that was the days of no AIDS, you know.
What do you,
it was a bad idea to live with one person because, you know, you could have a lot
you
of
You could
stuff.
Fuck everyone?
Yeah.
But
weren't there other STDs?
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, but they were baby stuff compared to AIDS.
When were you in college?
Early 70s.
So were condoms even around yet?
they had wooden condoms then.
The first
are condoms
they
even around?
Them out of rocks.
When condoms were invented.
Kate, that might be the dumbest question you've ever had. Can we erase that from history?
I was being
They were invented
serious.
In 35 BC by
now, did you guys
Sir
have
William
dicks
Condiment.
In those days?
I really was. I didn't know if there were condoms back then. I wasn't here yet. I haven't done research on the history of condoms. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should before you ask those kind of questions.
All right, so there were condoms then. Well,
I think we've established that.
Did people actually use them, though? Because what I'm saying is, like, now I feel like no one uses them.
Well, no, that's just
what
you.
What circles are you running in?
No one uses condoms.
Yeah, with a bunch of freaks.
I'm telling, do you have condoms next to your bed?
No.
Next to the bed.
Well, where do you keep them?
I wear them.
In the.
I have one on now. I'm hard as a rock.
You wear them all the time.
Yeah.
Dom has a vending machine in his living room.
Okay, so wait, let's go back to the first girl you lived with was in college.
Yeah.
How long were you guys together?
Two and a half years.
Okay. And
then I lived with the one who I eventually married, and then I lived with another one for. But we lived 10 years, and then so that was my whole adult life, pretty much.
You're kind of like a serial monogamist, really. Did you ever have periods where you were like a bachelor, like out there playing the field for a while?
Yeah.
Doing lots of dating?
Well, no, not dating as much as just sex.
Just hooking up?
Dom!
No, because I was a doorman at a bar.
Which bar?
place called Doc Watson's in Philly, and you know, I carted the girls so I could, you know, I could easily pick them up while, as they were coming in, you know, checking their fake ID. And
right, right.
I was with this one girl one time, and she claimed she was a model, and she was really hot, but she didn't look like a model. She looked like a dancer,
right?
You know, but no, she didn't look fashion model. But I like that better anyway.
Like a stripper, or just
like... but she wasn't.
Okay.
But anyway, she. We were starting to have sex, and we had sex the first night, and then after that we had her girlfriend was going to sleep on the couch, and I thought, oh, this is great, you know. I said, how cool is that? This girl's beautiful, and my girlfriend's beautiful. She says, do you mind if she sleeps with us? I said, no, I don't mind. I'm thinking, this doesn't really happen, does it? This is like penthouse stories, you know. And so the girl's in bed. So my girlfriend's like combing her hair or something. So me and her start making out.
Yeah.
And then we're making out. And then my girlfriend gets in bed. And I'm thinking, you know, I'll show more attention to the new girl just to make her feel warm. You know what happened, right?
She got pissed, right?
Yeah, she got pissed. She goes, well, fuck it then. If you're just going to fuck her. And, you know, like, and I said, but you're the one that asked her in. I would never ask her. I'm going to say, how about we bring her in bed with us? You were the one that started it. And, you know, you talk about blue balls.
You lost. Oh. You lost both of them.
I was so fucking. This is when, you know, no bullshit, that it was painful.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait till I hit a light on my way home so I could come.
Oh.
I came all over my dashboard, but I shot.
No.
I shot like a fucking machine gun of jizz.
Talk about missing the fucking.
Wait. So have you
went
had
to the car wash after.
Have you had other threesomes?
Not for free. Not serious.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you paid for them?
Yeah.
So then you can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, because but, you know, I like when they, you know, take care of each other and I just slide on the floor on the wet goo.
Slide on the floor?
Wait,
Jesus.
I always wondered, like, that's...
You never had a threesome?
Well, okay, it's so funny that you brought this up, because I was actually going to bring it up, but I was kind of embarrassed to talk about it with you, which I don't know why, because I told you the cum in the eye story and everything, but, like... When we were in Vegas, the last night that we were there, this couple came to see me, and they were both really hot. I met the girl before, but I'd never met the guy. The guy was super duper hot, and they were like really flirty with me and stuff, but then they went home. They didn't invite me over, but then a couple of days later, they were here in LA for work.
Oh.
And they hit me up.
What was their work? Pornography?
Something in that world.
Adult entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
The entertainment for adults.
Adult entertainment, where grown men can jerk off like little monkeys.
The point is, they invited me, and like, they were really, really like super, super wanting me to come over for a threesome. But the thing is, the girl, I told him, I go, here's the thing. I'm not into pussy. Like, I could maybe do the threesome, but I'm not going to be into, like, going down on her or anything, so it might not
Would
be...
Would you let her go down on you?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
She's a giver.
This is
I'm
the side of Kate that I love.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to be mean.
I don't want to be rude. I mean, I'm at their house.
But so they actually got... I had a show in Long Beach, and they actually rented a room in Long Beach hoping I would come.
You at Lev Hockey?
I was at Harvell's.
How was your set?
Great, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
It was really good. That's all that really... It was a great... I actually talked about this a little bit on stage.
Yeah.
But so I wasn't feeling great, so I bailed. But also, I felt...
Emotionally or physically?
Physically.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But also, I felt...
Your period?
I think I was still hungover from Vegas, to be really honest.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of sick for a day.
Oh, yeah. You slept for like 11
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, I slept for like 11 hours.
Yeah, you were tired.
We burnt the midnight
oil. We partied.
You guys were partying hardy, huh?
But here's the thing. I think I could do it, and I kind of wanted to, but... I don't think I can, like, just show up at the hotel room like a pizza that's being delivered.
Right.
I think it has to happen organically for me to want to do
Who
it.
Who ordered the cake?
You know what I mean? Because then if I just show up, like, does that make me, like, that kind of makes me just, like, a hooker for free?
No, I mean, not if
no,
you're
it's just a slut. It's not a hooker.
Dumb.
No, but I mean, that's what it would be classified as.
What defines a slut, you think? Do you believe
in that? They
don't
get paid. They just fucking
suck. What do you think about girls that...
No tomorrow.
Stop. What do you think about that, really?
This is a Christian podcast.
Do you have an opinion on girls that, like, have lots of sex?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, sounds like fun.
Really?
I mean, well, You think, you mean like, do I have a moral stand on it?
Yeah, like, do you think that it's... Like,
well, you know how I am with you. All I care about is your health.
I know.
Not your morals.
Yes.
You have no morals.
I do, too. I really do. I'm like Dexter. I'm dirty, but I have a code. I'm dark, but I have a code. That's how I feel.
Where do you draw the line?
I won't sleep with someone that I know has a girlfriend or wife, ever. And actually, you know, I don't hook up a lot. I don't hook up with randoms. I don't want to get a disease.
Yeah, I know. That's what I worry about.
Yeah, that's why.
We've had this discussion off
the
air.
I know, because you think, Dom thinks that hooking up with porn stars is really dangerous, but I feel like they're cleaner.
They can't be cleaner.
Cleaner than what?
It can't be cleaner than somebody who didn't just fuck three girls in the ass.
Well, cleaner than...
And wash their dicks. Wash their dicks in eight with Ajax.
You are pristine.
Wash their dick in a big sink on the way over. I feel like they're cleaner than maybe like NFL
like
players or famous actors or people that get lots and lots of...
You mean because they get tested on a regular basis?
Yeah.
I don't buy the testing thing, Kate. I told you. Here's what happens. The guy gets tested, and from the testing, he goes right to a girl who has some disease, and he fucks her. So he's tested clean, but you're not going to know, and then sometimes it won't show up for a couple
weeks.
Yeah,
it can be dormant.
You're really putting too much faith in the testing thing.
You're right. All right. Well, it's done anyway.
What do you guys talk about? About, like, how was your day? Well, I had six dicks in my face. Like,
I don't ask those questions.
Did it bother you, though, when you started liking him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why. Like,
is there
I
a
can't
human element in this?
Yeah, I can't date him. Yeah. I thought that I could, but you know what? It's not actually about the sleeping with other people thing. Somehow it's weird. It doesn't bother me when it's work, but it's more about the lack of sex that I would get in the relationship.
Wow. I didn't think you were going to turn it that way. Well, we were talking about that, about the idea you only have so much jizz, no matter how old you are.
Yes.
So what's the most a guy can come? Four or five times the most a day?
According to Jim, six or seven times in a day.
Jim?
Jeffrey said he jerks off six, seven times a day when he's alone in a hotel room.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Change the subject. I got to get that out of my head. I have to eat dinner lately. I just pictured Jim with his Australian accent jerking off. No worry, mate. No worry.
I love this hotel, matey.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think four times a day?
Four times. Who's got the time?
How many times a day do you know?
Okay, I can't believe you asked me something so rude.
Is that rude?
Jesus, no. Kate, have some dignity and respect.
My God,
it is weird because I think of Dom like I really do think of you. I don't think of you like a father, but I think of you like family almost. So it is weird. Like it's hard for me to ask you like the questions that I would normally want to ask someone. It's hard for me to ask Dom. Eric, yeah. You're gonna have to ask him the dirty questions. Look, I'm turning red.
I'm not a dirty person.
When did you lose your virginity?
Well, I was late, actually.
Really? Like this year?
19. Yeah, this
Thursday.
What's today? Today's 2 weeks tomorrow.
Who was it? How'd it happen?
College.
Oh, it was college. Oh, that is kind of... Was it like a girlfriend or was it just like a hookup?
Well, she was in a play with me.
Okay.
She was little.
Oh,
she
played
ingenue.
With him, all right. Yeah. Hey, come
you
on.
You crack yourself up?
I do.
Was
I
it one, my... just once?
No.
Oh, okay. So you were seeing her.
She was the overlap to the other one, but there were a few college girls. It was really easy in those days. I remember waking up on a Saturday and going, that was really fun. What's your name?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jim said it was easy in Britain. You said it's easy. I missed the mark.
I think that it's just somehow. Why do you think it was easier back then? Because the STD thing, people didn't know, so they just hooked up more?
One time, there was a crabs epidemic in our school. So these fucking retards went out and got real bushels of crabs and threw them all. And they were crawling up the hall like a monster movie.
Yeah.
Live crabs?
Yeah, you hear the maid screaming. Live crabs, like 1,000 of them.
Oh, my God.
How'd they get rid of the crabs?
We had to all use a special shampoo all over our body. Because
the actual crabs.
Are you serious? Oh, like lice shampoo?
Huh?
Like lice, but crab shampoo?
I don't
shampoo?
Know. Yeah.
All had to use it? And then they must have defumigated the school or something, right?
Yeah, probably.
It was just Dom. Like they said to spray him off outside.
I have like a list of questions that people sent in. So I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of these questions, okay?
All right.
You too. What's the longest you've ever gone without having sex?
You mean... Does that include jerking off?
No. No.
Oh, with
just
sex
with another person.
Longest I've ever gone? Fuck. Month?
A month?
Really?
Well, yeah, after I broke up with my girlfriend that I loved the most left, and we had a breakup because I didn't want to get married. I was too depressed. I didn't want,
Why didn't you want to get married?
Because I'm a fucking comedian. I don't know.
It kind of sucks being married.
Well, yeah, if you're married at 20 and you're hot.
I wasn't hot, thank you. I wasn't hot, though, and I didn't really get hot-ish until 25.
Why?
I was an ugly teenager, and I just didn't really learn. You know what it is? It's L.A. I didn't get hot till I moved to L.A. I was a little thicker.
See, now, I would think it'd be just the opposite because there's so much competition here that... Somebody told me the other night that I'm not really... They were talking about themselves. They said, I'm not really hot for L.A.
Well, yeah, I'm not hot for L.A., but I'm just saying I wasn't hot or I wasn't even considered hot by anyone's standards till I moved to L.A.
Well, maybe you didn't have the confidence you have now.
Well, I didn't have the tits. That's a start.
Your tits are not real?
You didn't know that?
I think you told me, but... it's a good job because they don't look...
They look... I went small. Thank you. Do you have any work done?
I had my balls done last week.
Yeah, I heard. I saw that in the trades.
It's a variety.
By the way, beautiful.
You can't tell, can you?
Accentuate your taint. It really does.
Well done.
I'm blessed with a great taint.
Did you know that Dom opened on the road for Cher?
Cher?
Speaking of taint.
Yeah. Taint reminds you.
For Cher, for years, yeah.
Yeah,
really?
I want to talk about this. So how long did you open for her?
Well, from 1990... We did the tour, Canada and North America tour in Canada and U.S. And then we started doing casinos and probably another 5 years of the Sands in Atlantic City and the Mirage. I was the first one on stage that wasn't Siegfried and Roy. The very first one on the stage at the Mirage. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
After we stopped, we cut Vegas out. Then I didn't see her for a few years. And then when she was on her farewell tour, Cyndi Lauper got hurt. She was opening for her in Texas. And the good thing about being a comedian, you don't have a band. You don't have you have dry, clean shirts and clean underwear, and that's
right,
it. And
right.
So I was there the next day and went back, and they gave me an incredible raise. They were good to me, but I was like drinking a lot, and I kind of fucked it up. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
But how did that even start? How did you meet her? How did you get that gig in the first place?
She saw me at the Improv. I think she saw me on television first, and then she came in to see me. And there was she had a little gay manager who's a fucking great guy named Billy Sammoth. And he liked this guy, Bobby Collins. Mm. Because Bobby's like a lot handsomer than me. And not that I'm handsome, but he liked him and Cher liked me. Because she liked my humor, and the guy. It's funny how you get stuff. You never know how you get it. It wasn't even about the comedy. They said my manager said to them, "Well, who would you rather hang out with on a tour, Dom or Bobby Collins?" And they go, "Well, Dom." He goes, "Well," and they go, "You're right. Well, we booked him." I mean, Cher was going to win anyway, but
of course,
it's her gig.
That's so amazing. Your life, it's funny because one night when we were at the Laugh Factory, not this time, the last time, there was a show, what was that rock and roll show called that was playing at the Tropicana?
The Rock Vault.
Yeah, it was a show called The Rock Vault at the Tropicana,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this show was basically a bunch of famous musicians playing.
Musicians that weren't on the road at the time, obviously.
Yeah, so. Like who?
Oh, like a bunch of 80s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy from Bon Jovi that you were friends with.
Hugh McDonald.
Yeah, and then
can't think of Dave's name now.
Navarro.
I can't remember his last name either. Wasn't he Whitesnake?
One of his dear friend. No, he was at REO.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
He's a lead guitar.
Right,
he could play fucking guitar. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But we're sitting, so those guys are playing in this show.
Dave Amata,
yeah, that's his name.
Oh, you went to the show?
Went down.
You guys had a blast in Vegas.
This was the last time we were there.
They canceled that show. It was so fucking good.
Yeah, it was such a good show. But we went down between Laugh Factory shows and we watched some of their show.
Yeah.
Afterwards, they came upstairs And the green room behind the Laugh Factory, they do karaoke sometimes on Saturday nights. So these guys are in there, Dom's in there. Who else came? There were some other comics that came that night.
You didn't see Cookie Jar sing, did you?
No.
Oh, God, he's good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he wasn't there that night. But, I played that. I was looking up something for you, about you, like trying to find some information, and that was on... You know,
oh, because I posted that Periscope video.
And I hear, they were doing Lady Madonna.
Oh, that's so funny.
And it was so funny to hear it, you know. Like, I had never really listened to it because I saw your girlfriend that we had dinner with. Remember, it was Valentine's Day?
Yeah, we had dinner on Valentine's Day. We were in Vegas on Valentine's Day with Dom and I working the Laugh Factory also. That's when
so
this happened.
Cool.
But it was crazy because we're sitting in the green room and just listening to you guys trade road stories.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever just sit and, like, does it ever occur to you how kind of you've been around all these iconic people? Do you ever even think about it? Like, your life is kind of amazing.
You know, when it's you, you don't really think about it. I mean, there are times, like, I'll give you an example. You know, for, like, as far as name dropping and friends and stuff, this is pretty funny looking back. Bruce Willis has been a friend of mine since he was a bartender, and I love Bruce, and I know he's got, you know, some people have problems with him, some people are crazy about him, whatever, just like all of us. But he invites me over to watch Monday Night Football. This was in New York, and I was doing a comedy club, and he said, "Why don't you come over?" I said, he was at this place called the San Marcos. I believe they sold it now. They're called Mansions in the Sky, right? And to me, it was showing me the book of these mansions. But anyway, Bruce says to come over, and I said to him, innocently but ignorantly, I go, "Well, what apartment are you in?" Like he's in an apartment, like he's in 4B with two exchange students. And he didn't want to be a jerk, so he says, "You know what? I'll come down and pick you up. I'll come down the elevator and pick you up. Like, what apartment?"
Yeah.
So we go up to his mansion in the sky, and it was incredible. And, you know, you forget that, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Where was he a bartender at?
A place called, I think it was called The Central.
The Central?
He was a bartender a couple places, but, you know, and here's something funny about him, and I don't want to get off your subjects too much. But
I don't care at all.
I was starting to get work as a comedian, and I was in an improv group that was a very good group called the Broadway Local. Michael Patrick King, the producer, he was in it. My ex-wife, Lisa Mendy, was in it.
Yeah.
And we were really good voices and just... I was starting to get stand-up work, so I said, "Well, why don't you, we had auditioned a couple people, and of course you know what's going to happen." I said, "Well, I got this friend Bruce Willis. He's really fucking good, good-looking guy. He's funny. He's talented." And they brought him in. They brought a couple other people, and maybe one or two. And Bruce didn't get the part.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's a fucking movie star.
That's
one of the great actors.
I heard when what was his big break? Moonlighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By far.
And when he got that, it was.
He was brilliant in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was also the beginning of the one camera shows that I remember.
Right.
I love the way it was shot.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite project that you've ever worked on?
Well, not project so much as like favorite moments. You know, like when I was on stage, and I headlined what happened was, I was opening for Whitney Houston. This was at the.
Wow.
This was at the Sands, and she wasn't really nice, you know. Like, I mean, she had her own problems, I guess, coke and whatever. I didn't know her or Bobby Brown, you know. She would have all these bouncers around her, and they'd say a prayer, and I'm thinking, I don't think Jesus had bouncers, you know. And anyway, the guy asked me, he was going to let me headline for the first time at the casino. He says, "Listen, I'd like to bring you in on this weekend where Whitney's, and then she can't do the last show. Can you do it? Start headlining." And I said, and that was pretty thrilling, you know.
Yeah.
And it was also funny because I imitated her and talked about, you know.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. And
did
I really
you sing?
Felt bad for her father. Goofy is singing, you know, but I felt so bad for her father because he was such a nice guy. And he says, "Well, you know, I really like your work. I'd really like you to work with my daughter some more." And all I said was thank you. I'm thinking, there's no fucking way. I'd rather be at Slappy Bananas the rest of my life than opening for her, you know.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, I were open for some cool people, like Natalie Cole was the best singer I ever opened for. But, you know, Cher's a great singer, but I love Cher's voice. A lot of people don't, but Natalie Cole was fucking awesome.
That's so interesting that you've opened for so many musicians. I didn't realize that. It doesn't seem like a lot of comics do that anymore.
Yeah, that was big back in the day, but that doesn't happen.
Well, Cher was very different because she was such an icon, and she was so, you know, moonstruck, and you know, all the like the Academy Awards,
and
you know, just she did the Sonny and Cher show. So this was her audience would be like transvestites. That look like her and a little girl with her grandmother.
Yeah.
So it was a really varied audience.
Wow. So you had to
That's cool.
How much time did you do? You
just 25.
You went out and did 25 cold?
Yeah. And the only time I was really nervous was at Madison Square Garden.
Holy shit.
Because my sister made me nervous because my sister goes, she goes, oh, I can't believe you're going to go up in front of all these people. Oh, my God, it's Madison Square Garden. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck, Lord, don't, please don't do this, you know. And so I tried to get away from it. And she didn't mean anything. She's my sister, you know. And, that was kind of nerve-wracking. It was funny because the next night we were at the Pepsi Center and we did two Madison Square Garden shows. The next night we were at the Pepsi Center in Denver and I thought, what a relief. You know, even though it was like 23,000.
That's hilarious.
It was 23,000 people. It was more than the Garden, but I thought, wow, it's so nice to be without all that pressure. Because when I was up on stage, I never do this to myself. I never double think. I'm kind of there at the moment, but I'm thinking, fucking Sinatra played here.
Yeah,
John Lennon was here. The Ollie Frazier fights were here. This is the fucking Garden.
Hard not to psych yourself out.
Oh yeah, don't look up. I was like, don't.
Were you so nervous?
I was not. You know, I'm not like I was when I did the Tonight Show. Not even close.
Yeah,
that I was terrified.
Well, when was your first Tonight Show?
1942. 1986, I think.
Did they have condoms then?
Fuck you. Okay, I did.
Good callback. You waited all day for
Great
that.
High five. Hey, I'm high a pro. Five. When I did your show, so Dom just taped a special in Las Vegas when we were there.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Yeah. Your hour special?
He did so fucking great. The crowds were awesome. It was so great. It was so great. But so he asked me to bring him on in a bikini. That's why I had the photos.
And high heels.
And high heels, which like normally, you know me, when I do the bikini thing, I usually wear like ugly shoes on purpose.
Well, you have good taste.
Well, I was so nervous.
That can be scary.
I can't believe you were nervous.
I was so nervous.
That can be scary. I can see
that. Well, because it's so much heart. Well, I think in my head.
Bring them up or do a whole set?
I did my set. Well, I did 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. I did 5 minutes and then I brought
them up. How'd
it go? It actually went great.
Well, it was a great idea, I think. Not because it was my idea, but I loved it. She looked so beautiful. And what I asked her was not to comment on it.
Yeah. He said, that was why I was nervous, by the way. Because originally he told me, he asked me to do it. I'm like, yeah, whatever you want. And I'm thinking in my head, I'll go out and make jokes like, oh, I really wanted to be a part of Dom's special and this is what he made me wear. Like,
Oh my God.
But then he was like, oh, I think it'd be funnier if you don't mention it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
Which was actually funnier.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I said, the only reference I made to it at all is I came out and I just said, it's really hot backstage. Man, it's really hot backstage. And then I just did regular material. That was it.
Maybe, because I saw you at Ontario Improv in the bikini.
And it went great.
You killed.
In some ways, I think it frees me up and I'm almost more like, I just have such a fuck it attitude because once I'm out there and that, it's like, well, they're going to love me or hate me. So what can I do at this point? It almost, it's like, you know, I did stand up naked at the Playboy channel once.
Really?
Not on TV. That's how I got my TV show. I wrote to them and was like, I'm a comedian. You should do a spread on me on like sexy, funny comedians.
And were you in it?
Well, when I came in, they were like, are you willing to do a test shoot while you're here and get naked? And I was like, I have to do that. I didn't know that was part of the process, but I guess since I'm at Playboy, you know how people always tell you, like when they ask you anything in an audition, just say yes. Like, can you ride a horse? Sure. Like whatever they want. Yeah. So I was like, sure, whatever. So I got naked. I took photos. They're so bad. I've seen them. I was so uncomfortable because I hate trying to be sexy. But then while I was still naked, they were like, what's your stand-up like? Let's hear some of your act. So I started doing material naked.
Oh, my God.
And I had the best. I had one of the best sets ever in front of like 12 Playboy executives.
That's hard, too.
That's how I got the job.
Yeah.
I forgot I was naked once I started talking.
That's funny.
That's how Dom got the Tonight Show.
That's how Dom got That's how everyone gets gigs in this town, right? Isn't that what it is?
How scary was
that?
You
know how I got the Tonight Show?
How?
It was very interesting. I never auditioned for it. What happened was I was a late nighter at the Improv. I just moved out here.
Yeah.
And they gave me a couple good spots, but basically I was a late nighter. But the waitresses liked me.
Yeah.
Liked my act. And the waitresses, I mean, this guy named Jim McCauley, he loved those waitresses. We were fucking beautiful girls. And they brought him in, unbeknownst to me. And he said, and he saw my act, and he goes, would you like to do the Tonight Show? I go, yeah. You kidding? He goes, well, you got it.
Are you
I
serious?
Said, yeah, that was how easy it was. I go, I said, well, what's, don't you want to see a set? And he goes, I just saw it. You don't need to do anything different.
Wow.
And, you know, imagine, like, talk about no pressure.
I went That's in, the best way, right?
Yeah.
Well, and how long, like, when, how far, how long was it till you taped it? Like, a couple weeks, months?
About 10 years.
10 years?
No, it was about, it wasn't long at all. It put me on right away.
Not that it's even remotely the same thing at all, but that's how I got the AVN Awards, is that the Showtime people came to see me at Ventura Harbor Club, and they didn't tell me they were coming.
Oh, cool.
So there was no pressure, so I didn't even know.
That's on Showtime, AVN?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but tonight's show is a little bit better.
That's how I got my job at Burger King.
Yeah.
This guy saw me on the bus.
Saw him at Taco Bell.
He's like, you got something. Can you make onion rings? And I said, yes, sir, I can.
Look, I don't want to keep you for too long because I had you on part of Jim's episode also, and you, I know you have a lot of napping. By the way, the text you sent me was hilarious. He sends me this text message that says, hey, ask me really good questions on your podcast because you're interrupting my day of eating and napping.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, fuck, what am I going to ask?
What are you, a comedian?
I got to get up there. I've got another feeding. I can't understand how I'm gaining weight by eating and going to sleep.
What's your favorite restaurant in Hollywood?
Oh, God.
Good question.
I like the pizza at the Rainbow. I know that's the dumbest
You're such
thing
a weirdo.
I'm such a weirdo.
Your favorite restaurant in Hollywood is the Rainbow. It smells like puke.
I would say Katana.
Yeah, Katana's good. Yeah. Is that just because it's next to the Comedy Store, or is that because the food's the best?
Well, it's a combination of it's next to the Comedy Store. It's a lot of my good friends work there.
Oh, really?
That's right. You didn't come out with us when we went out to dinner. I was with Nicole the other night. We went to dinner. And, my friends were there.
Oh, she's here in L.A.?
No. We were in, we went to Wolfgang's at Caesars.
Yeah.
That was good. But I think Katana, everything included. And they have the hottest girls. They're so hot that, like, you know, Hollywood is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Jones. Jones is one of my favorite, like, little restaurants and deliveries. And friend my E.T. is one of the managers there. We're Jones, and I remember my friend Ollie, who was musical director for Cher, it all ties together. He goes, boy, she's hot, that waitress. And I said, yeah. We both looked at each other, but went, but not Katana hot.
Shut up. That's hilarious. It is crazy in L.A. how, like, the waitresses look like Victoria's Secret models. Like, this town is...
You should see the hostesses at Katana.
They're so hot.
They're just hired for their looks. They don't even have to be a waitress.
They don't even have to
Katana is Chinese food?
It's, I think
Japanese.
Yeah.
But it's that fusion. It's that Roboto grill. You can go there and have chicken wings and mashed potatoes. I sound like now I'm doing a commercial for them.
This episode of Date Fails brought to you by Katana.
I'm starving. Let's
You're
go,
eating
you
for
go
free.
To Katana?
Yeah. Before I let you go, I ask everyone this, but do you have, like, a worst date, worst sex story that you can remember, like, or something crazy, anything?
Well, one time it was winter, and we were down the Jersey Shore, and I was in bed with this girl, and I kept taking clothes off me. But she still had a coat on, right?
Why were you stripping?
I don't know. I thought we were both doing it, but I was guess. And my friend knocks on the door. He goes, and I had like a fucking big boner. And my friend opens the door. I go, Dan, what's up? He goes, Nick, you got a boner? And she's got a fucking coat on. What the fuck?
Wait, did you open the door naked?
No, I had underwear still.
So you just had underwear on?
Yeah.
But were you guys
I was down to underwear
out?
And socks.
Were you making out?
Yeah, we were making out, but she had like a fucking... she had a coat and
what did she say when she realized...
A hood on and...
What? What did she say when she realized you were standing
on.
There in your
Jesus.
Underwear?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember what she said, but I just thought it was...
I like
it was
coats.
So, it was so pathetic.
Did you end up hooking up or no?
No. No, I just had a... I waved goodbye with my boner.
Were you at her place or is she at your place?
I think it was my place. It was like a Jersey Shore.
So you're naked, like you're in your underwear ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
And she's in her coat
saying
goodbye.
She's like putting clothes on
as
I'm taking clothes off.
That's the best. That's pretty bad. Dom, I feel like this episode is like Dom Herrera, King of Blue Balls. Like you had the threesome that went wrong, the chick with the winter coat that took off. I feel that's pretty good.
I never realized because I've done pretty well.
I'm sorry to call you that.
I got this girl coming out from Austin next week, and I never slept with her on the cruise. I was on the cruise with the Impractical Jokers. You know those guys?
Yeah.
I love those guys. You ever watch that show?
You were talking about that in Vegas.
Yeah, great. But anyway, she's coming out, and I said to her, she wants to stay with me. And I said, well, how about 2 days, and we'll see how it goes, you know, because I don't want to commit to, like, 4 or 5 days, you know. But anyway, she calls, she's into women, which I thought was cool. In case I get sleepy.
Stop it. So you can go to sleep and she can just work on the woman. I've never heard any guy be like, she's into women, which sucks. I'm super bummed about that.
But when you said that before, it's so funny because when you said the thing about, you know, I'll let the girl get down on me.
But I won't go down on her.
But, like, you know, it's so different for guys because I wouldn't let a guy blow me.
I know, it's so different for guys.
Yeah, I mean, even...
Now you tell me, after all those text messages?
To me, it's like a massage.
I didn't say come on your face. I didn't say I would, like...
Oh, God, Dom.
What a way to end it.
I know, that's a perfect ending, the image of that.
Sorry,
thank you,
that nobody wants to see that.
Dude, I love you so much.
Love you,
thank
too.
Thank you for doing the show.
I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, you'll see me tonight. Is there anything you want to plug? This comes out next Friday.
Oh, this comes out next Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, great show last week.
Thank you. Oh, right. Yeah, that was a great show. Well, it's live streaming now, so if you're watching, you can come to the Hollywood Laugh Factory tonight. Dom and I will be
just
there.
Just my Twitter and my Instagram, Twitter, at Dom Marrero.
At Dom Marrero. You'll see it on mine. I'm going to tweet this shit out.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Love
and
you guys.
September 11th, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv. My cartoon comes out, premiere party. My cartoon,
what's
Court
your
Order.
Cartoon?
It's called Court Order. It's a cartoon,
it's really
about
funny.
People in rehab.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And it comes out. It's a pilot I made. It comes, and we're doing a premiere party September 11th, 7:30 p.m. Hollywood Improv.
Oh, good.
Yes, come to that. Follow Eric at Eric Myers Comedy, at Dom Marrero, at All Things Comedy, and I'm Kate Quigley at Kate Q Funny. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks, Eric.
Dude, of course. Thank you.